I'm sure many convicts wish breaking out of jail were as simple as it seemed to be for El Chapo a couple of weeks ago. You've heard the story, perhaps. One minute, Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman casually enters a shower area in his cell. That's on video. Then, out of camera range, he slips into a tunnel opening dug right beneath the shower floor. Not on video, but shockingly easy. The thing is, it wasn't really that hard to predict, because over the years, El Chapo's Sinaloa drug cartel has perfected digging this kind of tunnel. And we're not talking digging with trowels here. These are super tunnels, as Monty Real writes in The New Yorker.
Well, most of them are used for smuggling, and they're built under the border between Mexico and the U.S. And the agents who look into these tunnels and who investigate them came up with the word super tunnels, basically to distinguish them from other tunnels that they call gopher holes, which are basically just pretty primitive holes in the ground that you would crawl through under the border. Super tunnels, they require a lot of engineering. They're usually between 30 and 70 feet below ground. Most of them have electric lighting, they have ventilation, and they also have rails that are laid across the floor where usually electric rail carts can be pushed through. And those rail carts are used both to bring dirt back out of the tunnel while it's being built, and then when it's done, to ship drugs through efficiently.
Yeah, so sophisticated drug infrastructure. What did you find out about the way they are built and who exactly is building them?
Well, there's different levels to sort of the tunneling operation that the Sinaloa cartel has. This is the cartel that Chapo Guzman is the head of course. And basically, they have a group of managers, sort of the higher-ups in the cartel who are in charge of tunnels. And they arrange with traffickers to get the drugs to the tunnels. And they also arrange with builders, engineers, and architects who design the tunnels. And at the bottom of that chain are the laborers. And these are workers. In some cases, we know that they have been just recruited off the streets. For example, in Tijuana, people with the cartel have gone out and offered temporary jobs to generally sort of poor laborers looking for day jobs.
Yeah, you tell the story of a guy named Fernando. Is that how he was forced into working on these tunnels?
Yeah, in his case, he went to a strip mall in Tijuana and was applying for a job. And while he was filling out the job application, a man approached him and said, "If you're looking for work, I have a job for you cleaning a convenience store." And a couple weeks passed, he called the number that the man had left with him and arranged to go see the convenience store. But when he got there, he was basically taken into the warehouse, the door locked behind him, and he couldn't leave for 2 months. There were 17 men who were arrested when that tunnel was busted, and they each told a very similar story, that they had been lured to the warehouse by people promising work and then were forced to stay there.
Can we assume that really high people in the drug cartels are ordering these tunnels to get built?
Yeah, I think so. There is a current case that's pending right now, an extradition case. The U.S. is trying to extradite a man named Jose Sanchez Villalobos. And U.S. investigators had been looking into him for several years, and they had identified him as sort of the manager who was in charge of the West Coast super tunnels for the Sinaloa cartel. And they sort of pieced together the structure that he was sort of at the top giving orders to people below him about the construction, about the delivery dates of drugs, how they would be shipped from the U.S. side.
What is the problem for authorities in prosecuting anybody associated with these tunnels? Is it because the tunnels are underground and out of sight?
Yeah, it's very hard to sort of tap into that network and figure out what's going on until the tunnels are actually busted. And when they're busted, it's very rare to have someone in the tunnel at the time. The people who are managing them are insulated. They don't go near them in general. The arrests that are made when a tunnel is busted, they're usually truck drivers who are carrying drugs from the site, or managers of the warehouses who also don't have much to do with the construction.
Monty, are you able to explain, like with the escape of El Chapo Guzman, how the tunnels get dug with outlets directly to, in El Chapo's case, directly below the shower area where the escape was planned? Are these guys using GPS? Are they using some kind of X-ray? How do they know what is where?
So the people that I've talked to on how they build these believe that they use azimuths and laser pointers, and the laser pointers will keep the diggers on track. And obviously there need to be calculations before that to know where exactly they're going. In the case of the prison, I can't really say. I know that there's been a lot of talk that he probably had blueprints of the prison and, you know, some help from the inside. But for me to say that, it's speculating.
Writer Monty Real with The New Yorker, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.